This is Jay Sekulow. Breaking news. We've got a major win for the president out of the Second Circuit.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live. Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the broadcast. We got a big win. What a way to start just moments ago. It's been a very early morning for me and my team. Let me tell you what's happened. You know, there's this New York County District Attorney, Cy Vance. He filed a subpoena to get information, including, guess what? What a shock. Tax returns. From the president of the United States. Why do they want tax returns? Because everybody's trying to get the president's tax returns. The Congress, the DAs, they tried to do that in California where you couldn't even get on the ballot until you produce your tax returns, which we said was extra constitutional, unconstitutional. And by the way, the court completely agreed with us in that case. Well, we got a decision this morning from a judge in New York, 75 pages saying that the president's case is dismissed and the returns have to be produced, among other documents. We immediately took that up to the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Second Circuit. Why? Because we knew the district court judge was going to rule against us. So the appeal was ready to go. We filed it. Within minutes of it being filed, the following came out. Appellant has filed a motion seeking an order temporarily staying enforcement of a subpoena to his accountant. Because of the unique issues raised by this appeal, it is hereby ordered that a temporary administrative stay is granted pending expedited review by a panel of the court. That's a three-judge panel of the Second Circuit Court of Appeals. A scheduling order will issue in the ordinary course. Harry, the court there recognizing the unique issues raised by the appeal. These are constitutional issues, and there are very big ones here.
Absolutely. So, Jay, it is clear beyond question that this decision is a big win for the president, particularly coming out of the Second Circuit. The Second Circuit has enjoined a district order enforcing a subpoena with respect to his tax returns. This decision is hugely instrumental and instructive. In essence, the Second Circuit Court of Appeals issued a decision that is consistent with the Constitution, and this decision informs every district attorney in every district in America that they are subject to the United States Constitution.
Yep. 100%.
In other words, this court is saying there is no license for district attorneys to go on a fishing expedition.
Exactly what I was going to say.
In support of a political agenda.
So Skip Ash is with us, senior counsel for the ACLJ. That's exactly what I was going to say. This was allowing for what the New York DA was trying to do as a fishing expedition. This court said, no, wait a minute, these are really important issues raised in this case. And stays are not easy to get.
No, they're not. It's an extraordinary remedy. So whenever you go into a court and asking for a stay, you're asking for something extraordinary, and it's amazing that this happened so quickly.
Minutes.
Within minutes, and we have this huge 75-page opinion, and within minutes, the Circuit Court of Appeals granted a stay. So that's something that the ACLJ can be proud about.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I think the whole country can be proud of this. And they look, as Skip just said, the fact of the matter is whether I'm wearing my ACLJ hat or the lawyer for the president's hat, these were major constitutional issues being raised in this, separation of powers, among other things. Cece, again, I want to underscore here how difficult it is to get stays. I mean, that's not something that's easy. You're a litigator.
Right. And what Skip said, that it happened so quickly, tells you that they didn't even have to read a 75-page opinion.
Bingo.
Before they knew,
right,
this is wrong. What, yeah, they did was wrong before even reading that.
The issues that we raise in our motions for the application for the stay, of the significant constitutional issues at stake here, is the reason why the stay was granted. The opinion that by the trial court judge was 75 pages dismissed the case. Now it goes to the Second Circuit, goes to a panel. It'll ultimately go to the full Second Circuit, in my view, may end up at the Supreme Court of the United States. But the point of this is, we are going to fight for the Constitution, period. Whether it's in this particular case or out in Northern California, where lawyers for the ACLJ are in court again today, standing up for life. The issue of the Constitution is at stake. The ACLJ front and center. Your support of the ACLJ makes it all possible. ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org. We're taking your calls and comments on this. 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. We've got a video coming up in the break. Actually, I'm going to go right through the break. 1-800-684-3110. Stay engaged. ACLJ.org. Back with more in a moment.
It's a critical time for our nation and for the world. With so many challenges facing our country, the work of the American Center for Law and Justice has never been more important than right now. At the ACLJ, we're engaging the issues that matter most to you and your family. Defending human life. Standing up for our good friend Israel. Working to uncover the deep state, the massive corruption in Washington. Battling to end the genocide of Christians in many parts of the world. And a firm commitment to back constitutional efforts to protect our country from radical Islamic terrorists. You can learn more about the mission and work of the ACLJ online at aclj.org. There's not a better time to stand with the ACLJ. Become a member and make a difference as we work to protect your constitutional and religious freedoms. You can become a member of the ACLJ online. Sign up right now, aclj.org. Only when a society can agree that the most vulnerable and voiceless deserve to be protected is there any hope for that culture to survive. And that's exactly what you are saying when you stand with the American Center for Law and Justice to defend the right to life. We've created a free, powerful publication offering a panoramic view of the ACLJ's battle for the unborn. It's called Mission Life. It will show you how you are personally impacting the pro-life battle through your support. And the publication includes a look at all major ACLJ pro-life cases, how we're fighting for the rights of pro-life activists, the ramifications of Roe v. Wade 40 years later, Planned Parenthood's role in the abortion industry, and what Obamacare means to the pro-life movement. Discover the many ways your membership with the ACLJ is empowering the right to life. Request your free copy of Mission Life today online at aclj.org/gift.
Try to see it my way. Do I have to keep on talking till I can't go on? Why see it your way? Run the risk of knowing our love may soon be gone. We got
okay, I'm having fun on that one. And I think, do we have that available for video? If we do, Dylan's looking. All right, we're going to play that at the end of the broadcast today. We may play it during one of the breaks, too. We can work it out. Well, I guess we did. So let me tell you what happened here. So this is important to understand. The New York County District Attorney issued a subpoena to the president and others, including tax returns. Now, the way our constitutional order is set up, that issue of a DA in a county being able to subpoena the president raises a very serious Supremacy Clause issue, federalism issue for the Constitution. Why? Because that would mean every political opponent of the president could start an investigation in their county if there was some nexus to the county, business, property, whatever it might be. And that would create havoc. And that's why our founders, if you look at the Federalist Papers, other documents as well, you look at our founding history. This idea that you would be able to go after a president this way was repugnant to the very institutional basis upon which the country set up. Because, Skip, presidents can find themselves defending cases all over the country if this rule of what the DA in New York did would be able to carry the day.
Absolutely. And this was an attempt to get around the president's desire to keep his tax returns private. What's interesting is that the stay came out this morning, and the documents were due to be turned in at 1 p.m. today, New York time.
Exactly.
So this was right on the cusp of having to turn these in, and if there was no stay, then they would have been obligated to turn these documents over to a political person, a person who's elected to that office, who in New York City is primarily would be a Democrat, a liberal, who does not have the best interests of the president at heart. And once they're turned over,
in my view.
Once they're turned over, you can't put the genie back in the bottle.
Oh, they said, you like this, Skip. They said, we'll give them back to you if you end up winning an appeal. I said, right. That wasn't quite good enough. So here's what you have to understand is what's the constitutional implication of what this meant. I'll go through the procedure and how we won in a moment. But what was constitutionally at stake here, and CeCe, I think that's what people need to understand, it really would have impacted the office of the presidency.
Yes. So it's taking it down to a state and local level, basically, that everyone locally could come after the president, and that's just not how we operate. Like you said, with the federalism, there is a process that you have to go through. So it cannot be a district attorney in one county that goes after the president, whether it's Trump or anybody
because
else.
With all that, I mean, I don't know how many county DAs are. We could probably find that out. Let's find out how many county DAs there are around the United States. Could you imagine defending against every county DA that's angry with you? So, I mean, that's what this is. So what happens? Well, the whole issue is resolved. The U.S. Attorney's Office closes up their investigation on the president, found nothing. And then you got the Department of Justice through the Special Counsel's Office, did that whole routine, nothing. Then we've got a New York DA deciding they're going to get into the act because the New York Attorney General is getting in the act, and they're going to find nothing. And now they want to get the president's by the way, and the subpoena reads almost word for word of the subpoena that was issued by the House committees. Literally word for word. With an add-on of on one particular committee, we'd like the tax returns. Everybody wants the tax returns. California tried to do the tax return thing too. Remember that. That was just last week that we won that. I got a preliminary injunction, permanent injunction on that case, where the judge found it to be unconstitutional. What was the issue there? We tax returns before you can show up on the ballot. So this attempt to, you know, basically attack the president or get off, you know, change the rules for qualifications for the office of president or here start a local investigation against the president of the United States, we think is constitutionally flawed. Now, the district court issued a 75-page opinion, 75 pages, and said basically case dismissed. You're going to all this goes over to the you got to turn over these documents as Skip said by 1 o'clock today. So what was our options? Well, over the weekend, because we knew the opinion was coming today, I had our team working to determine what was the best course of action. We had prepared applications for stay at both the Second Circuit, and I had applications for stays prepared to the Supreme Court of the United States, if necessary. When the decision came out right before 9 o'clock, and it was against us, the initial decision, the 75-page decision, I said, let's file the motion notice of appeal for a stay to the Second Circuit Court of Appeal. Literally within an hour. This is what we got. It's the case is captioned Donald J. Trump versus Cyrus Vance in his official capacity as district attorney for the County of New York. It's a United States Court of Appeals for the Second Circuit. Order, it's docket number 19-3204. It's very simple. Appellants, that is us, by the way, representing the president, has filed a motion seeking an order temporarily staying enforcement of a subpoena to his accountant. Because of the unique issues raised by this appeal, it is hereby ordered that a temporary administrative stay is granted pending expedited review by a panel of the court. A scheduling order will issue in the ordinary course. So I want to focus in on the key phrase here, which is the unique issues raised by this appeal. To me, Skip, that says that the court understands just from our moving papers what was at stake in this particular case.
Absolutely.
They haven't issued a final ruling. This is a stay. But by the way, some were saying, well, all they got was a stay. That's all I asked for. I just asked for a stay. Because that's what you ask for in these kind of cases. But the fact that they said unique issues raised by this appeal shows you the seriousness of it.
Absolutely. We're in an age right now where there's an attempt to weaponize the judicial system against political opponents. So what they're doing, rather than giving a fair hearing and going through the process and trying to do things in a proper way, everything's going before the courts. Most of the issues that have to do with any of this are political issues that are being fought out between the president and the members of Congress who oppose him. And what's happening now, when you bring in the states trying to also go against the chief executive of the country, we have a different level of federalism. We have the states going against federal officials, and this is very dangerous. However it turns out, if it turns out to be against the president, then henceforth no president of whatever party is going to be able to deal with these things. The entire time during their presidency, they're going to be nitpicked by
local magistrates, is I think what Jefferson said. Local magistrates.
Absolutely.
All right, let's go ahead and take some calls. 800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. Fred's calling from New York. He's on line one, right where this came from. Fred, where do you live in New York?
I live on Long Island.
All right. Where in Long Island? Because I'm a Long Island guy.
I live in Nassau County.
So did I. Jericho, exit 41.
Not too far away, but I won't disclose my town.
All right.
Look, in sum and substance, Jay, why doesn't the president use the same tools against his enemies? Why don't we subpoena Schiff, Nadler, Pelosi, Letitia James, subpoena their tax returns, subpoena all of their campaign records, and if there's any campaign irregularity where a telephone or the mail or a computer was used, the feds have jurisdiction.
Look, we've raised other issues with everybody you've named, including Letitia James, your attorney general. So there are cases in court on that now. because we filed a lawsuit to stop New York passed a law, which I call the Donald Trump let's get his tax returns law, and we filed a lawsuit there, got that stayed right now, so they can't do that. Remember, the House tried to pass a law. The House has a resolution to get the tax returns of the president. We have fought that successfully thus far, again, stayed pending all these appeals. And what you have here on this particular case, as you mentioned, Adam Schiff, I haven't even gotten into the Ukraine situation yet. And this whistleblower now, the first whistleblower not putting on the form as required to do, apparently, that they were, in fact, in communications with the committee. Adam Schiff denied that he was in communications with the whistleblower. We now found out that he did have communications, or staff had communications with the whistleblower. So all of this is being reviewed right now. All of this is being looked at right now. All of these issues, and believe me, there's going to be it. I expect momentarily or shortly there will be communications coming out on this issue, dealing with this, both from the president's lawyers or the White House on this. So this is a serious issue that had been raised by this denial of due process. This was another attempt at denial of due process. This was, I want to underscore, Cece, do this quickly, but underscore the significance of the constitutional issues at stake when you have a local district attorney trying to do this.
Right. So it becomes just political harassment.
Right.
And then, you know, that's ridiculous because you are then fighting political harassment from all these low-level places across the country. And the fact that the appeals court took a 75-page opinion and in a matter of maybe an hour understood that it was wrong and granted the stay is a huge win.
There are, according to the National District Attorneys Association, 5,100 DAs in the country, that is state and local prosecutors. Could you imagine weaponizing 5,100 DAs? I'm sure not all of them would be willing to go after a president, but whatever the number is. Could you imagine weaponizing district attorneys to decide that they could go after a president in the United States, starting investigations? I mean, just think about that for a moment. How does that fit within the constitutional framework? The answer is it does not. So I'm happy to report, if you're just joining us, that the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Second Circuit has issued the following order based on an application for a stay that my team filed this morning. And it came out literally within minutes of it being filed. The docket number is 19-3204. The case is Donald J. Trump versus Cyrus Vance. He's the DA for the County of New York. Appellant has filed a motion seeking an order temporarily staying enforcement of a subpoena to his accountant. Because of the unique issues raised by this appeal, it is hereby ordered that a temporary administrative stay is granted. Pending expedited review by a panel of the court, a scheduling order will issue in ordinary course. So there you have it. Exactly what we asked for is exactly what we got. We come back from the break. More of your calls. 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Share this feed with your friends on social media. Really important that you do that. We'll be back with more, including your calls. Got one phone line open. 800-684-3110. Back with more in a moment.
Only when a society can agree that the most vulnerable and voiceless deserve to be protected is there any hope for that culture to survive. And that's exactly what you are saying when you stand with the American Center for Law and Justice to defend the right to life. We've created a free, powerful publication offering a panoramic view of the ACLJ's battle for the unborn. It's called Mission Life. It will show you how you are personally impacting the pro-life battle through your support. And the publication includes a look at all major ACLJ pro-life cases, how we're fighting for the rights of pro-life activists, the ramifications of Roe v. Wade 40 years later, Planned Parenthood's role in the abortion industry, and what Obamacare means to the pro-life movement. Discover the many ways your membership with the ACLJ is empowering the right to life. Request your free copy of Mission Life today online at aclj.org/gift. It's a critical time for our nation and for the world. With so many challenges facing our country, the work of the American Center for Law and Justice has never been more important than right now. At the ACLJ, we're engaging the issues that matter most to you and your family. Defending human life, standing up for our good friend Israel, working to uncover the deep state, the massive corruption in Washington, battling to end the genocide of Christians in many parts of the world, and a firm commitment to back constitutional efforts to protect our country from radical Islamic terrorists. You can learn more about the mission and work of the ACLJ online at aclj.org. There's not a better time to stand with the ACLJ. Become a member and make a difference as we work to protect your constitutional and religious freedoms. You can become a member of the ACLJ online. Sign up right now, aclj.org.
If you're just joining us, we've got a big win right out of the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Second Circuit. We had an order this morning at about 9 o'clock that dismissed a case that we brought against the District Attorney of New York, Cy Vance. So we said that he had no authority to issue the subpoena to the president, a county DA issuing subpoenas to the president of the United States. The trial court judge did not agree with us. But the good news is the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Second Circuit granted the relief we requested. We requested a basically a TRO, a temporary stay. Let me read you the order again. I think it's important for you to understand. I want to give you an update on another case in a moment here. Appellant has filed a motion seeking an order temporarily staying enforcement. By the way, we're the appellant, the president is, of a subpoena to his accountants. The subpoena was served on his accountants for this tax return information. Because of the unique issues raised by this appeal, it is hereby ordered that a temporary administrative stay is granted. Pending an expedited review by a panel of the court, a scheduling order will issue in the ordinary course. The key part is there because of the unique issues raised by this appeal, and that is the constitutional appeals here are significant. Now, what the district court judge should have done was administratively issued a stay because they pending our appeal. He didn't do that. He threw the case out, so that's why we are now at the Second Circuit and very happy that we got a stay. Let me talk about another case, and this is important. This is important for people to understand. I think this is like really critical to understand. While I'm dealing with this as the president's counsel in New York and obviously the constitutional issues we're talking about here on air, we have right now lawyers at the ACLJ, I think four out there, at least three that are there plus a local counsel, so four of our ACLJ team are out in the U.S. District Court from the Northern District of California. This is on the Planned Parenthood body parts sale case. The issue there is that we represent one of our clients who was on the board of the organization that did those undercover videos that made so much news and attention. You remember there was an order in place that said that you can't put what the purposes of what they were doing, why they wanted to do this. And that was something that the plaintiffs, Planned Parenthood, they were really fighting for. But yet when they put the first defendant, co-defendant Susan Merritt to the stand, she's a pro-life grandmother, went undercover to expose Planned Parenthood, this is what happened. So she went up there, and you hear her voice, by the way, on the tape. She was asked on the stand why she did it. So they asked, after fighting all this time to not have this issue, for either their intent admitted, intent as to what was motivating them. She said that her main reason for participating was to see if Planned Parenthood was engaged in criminal activity. Cece, what's your reaction to that?
Well,
after they fought to try to keep all that out.
It's ridiculous because the whole basis of this case goes on the fact that they were doing illegal things, selling baby parts, killing babies that were born alive just to harvest their organs. It's heinous, and of course they don't want that information in, so they fought so hard to get it out, but there's no way to keep it out because that's the whole basis of this case.
But the judge was very big on not getting that in. He didn't want that in there.
Right.
Don't talk about their criminal activity at Planned Parenthood. But yet, here's what happened. The plaintiff's lawyers opened the door. They opened the door to the inquiry. So the witness then said she went undercover because she wanted to see if people were willing to alter abortion procedures in order to profit from the sale of human body parts, such as performing partial birth abortions. She also wanted to see if any other laws were being violated. That's why we're in court there. Now, we're in court in New York on behalf of the president and the constitutional issues raised there. By the way, First Amendment's at stake in that case. Out in California, in my view, that's what's on trial. First Amendment right of freedom of speech, freedom of the press. All right, we're taking your calls, 800-684-3110. We're going to go right back to the phones here. Let's do this. Let's go to Robin, who's calling from Washington State on line three. Hi, Robin.
How are you doing today?
Good.
Great. So first off, I just want to say thanks. I'm very grateful that you are actually working on behalf of the president. I do pray for you, and the work is very serious. I also want to say I'm a big fan of the Jay Sekulow Band, particularly John Schlitt. And John Elefante, keep that up.
We had a lot of before. I'm not going to interrupt you, but we did have a lot of fun putting the Heard It Through the Grapevine together on the other day. And I think we're putting together, I think we're doing it for this week. We're going to take some of our key songs that are relevant to all this that's going on right now and do what I call the inquiry concert, I think is what I'll call it. It's the inquiry concert. So I think we're going to have that for Facebook and Periscope this week. But go ahead, Robin. Thanks for praying for us, too.
I love it, and I'll definitely check that out. Yep. Really, I'm just calling. I'm extremely discouraged. even when we're winning, as, say, conservatives, it feels like we're losing. The culture is just continuing to erode from where I'm sitting, and it just seems they just keep running at the president.
But here's the thing. They are running at the president, but the fact of the matter is we are actually winning. And I think the whole Ukraine thing is turned against them now. Now that we know all the dirty deeds Adam Schiff was up to and what he was doing. And now we have this situation this morning where we got a TRO. So I get why you're discouraged, because there's so much coming at us all the time here. But let me tell you what so far is happening is the Constitution, as we continue to fight back, Cece, the Constitution is prevailing.
It is. It's winning. And, you know, in courts and in the Second Circuit. So we talk about the Ninth Circuit sometimes because it's so liberal in California, but we've seen that has changed. And here we're seeing in the Second Circuit, again, that this appellate court realized what the lower judge did was wrong, and they had a stay in place within minutes, if not an hour, of the time of the opinion, which that's amazing. So there is some encouraging news coming forth that's what we need to focus on and not be kind of just following all what the media wants to do and all the bad that they try to put forth.
But I think, Skip, I go back to this. I mean, we raised in our appeal that this was serious constitutional issues at play here. And for the court to say, because of the unique issues raised by this appeal, we're issuing the stay, that's a big statement. It doesn't mean the final conclusion. We got to litigate that out. But the court recognizes that the issues themselves are very serious.
In fact, they are so serious that we have to make sure that they're stopped right now until you can get a full and fair hearing about all the facts and all the issues that are there. The other thing is, I think, especially with respect to the issue in California, we need to pray that God would confound our opponents.
And they are. Apparently.
And I think that's exactly what happened with the first witness, that they confounded that person. They fought like the Dickens to keep certain information out.
I want to get the report we had from last week, because I'm going to bring this up in the next segment, in the next half hour, on this Planned Parenthood case. And I will tell you that this is that significant of a situation in California, as Skip just mentioned. They fought like the Dickens, as Skip said, to keep this information out. Then they open up the door by the wording the questions the way they did. So, I mean, this is just kind of tells you what's at play here. So, again, this whether it's in New York or whether it's in California, we got ACLJ lawyers in California right now fighting for life, fighting for free speech. In California, I'm fighting for the president to make sure that his rights are protected, including his constitutional rights, actually protecting the Constitution in and of itself. So all of that's in play right now. If you are on Facebook or Periscope, let me encourage you. We are coming, half hour gone already, pretty hard to believe. So we're going to go to the second half hour of the broadcast, and what we encourage you there is to share this with your friends. If you're listening on radio, same thing. Tell your friends to listen in. If you're watching on TV or wherever other platform you might be on, get this information out. Really important that we do it. I encourage you to do that. Great way to stay engaged on all these issues. Follow us at aclj.org. Of course, Facebook and Twitter as well. Periscope. It's at Jay Sekulo, at Jordan Sekulo, at ACLJ. There's a lot of ways for you to get information. If you want to talk to us, we'll take calls after the break. 800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Remember, we have a major case going on in California right now against Planned Parenthood. They've actually sued our clients. They're the plaintiffs. We want you to pray for our team. We've got a team of four lawyers out there. Your support of the work of the ACLJ lets us go to court in California to stand up for free speech and stand up for life. That's aclj.org, aclj.org. Back with more in just a moment.
It's a critical time for our nation and for the world. With so many challenges facing our country, the work of the American Center for Law and Justice has never been more important than right now. At the ACLJ, we're engaging the issues that matter most to you and your family. Become a member and make a difference as we work to protect your constitutional and religious freedoms. You can become a member of the ACLJ online. Sign up right now, aclj.org.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live. And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
Hey, welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. If you're just joining us, I've got some breaking news for you, and that is a decision came out this morning. The Manhattan DA, Cy Vance, for New York County, issued a subpoena to the president's accountants for, guess what, tax return information. Sound familiar? California, remember what they did? They passed a new law saying if you want to be on the ballot, you've got to have your tax return. We beat that in federal court last week. Well, the DA said, we want the president's tax return. They served a subpoena on the president's accountants. We went to court to quash that, to stop that. U.S. District Court judge issued initially, we got a stay pending a review of the case by the U.S. District Court judge. He issued a ruling, 75 pages, this morning against our position. And, of course, the news ran with that because the order came out. I then had our team, and we already prepared to do this, file a notice of appeal. And the notice of appeal was to the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Second Circuit. And in the notice of appeal, we said this needs to be stayed pending a full review because the issues at stake here are very significant. I'm happy to report that literally within minutes of us filing our motion, a notice of appeal and our motion for a stay at the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Second Circuit, the following order was issued. It's entitled United States Court of Appeals for the Second Circuit, Donald J. Trump versus Cyrus Vance. Cyrus Vance, again, is the DA for New York County. And it's order number and docket number 19-3204. Appellant has filed a motion seeking an order temporarily staying enforcement of a subpoena to his accountant. Because of the unique issues raised by this appeal, it is hereby ordered that a temporary administrative stay is granted. Pending the expedited review by a panel of the court, a scheduling order will issue in the ordinary course for the court, signed by the clerk of the court. The key phrase there is the unique issues raised by this appeal. The constitutional issues here are really serious. The idea that, and we had our chief of staff just looked at the number, I think it was over 5,000 local DAs and assistant DAs in the country. Under Cy Vance's theory of the case, the New York County DA, any DA that thought they had a nexus, that is some kind of connection to a president, he had business there or whatever it might be, traveled there, could start an investigation. And that can't be what the Constitution of the United States allows, because it would literally take the Supremacy Clause of the Constitution, separation of powers, and throw it out the door, and presidents would spend their time defending against what the founders said, these kind of nagging investigations from local magistrates. That's the word, the kind of phraseology that the founding fathers used, the idea that this would happen. So I think it's very important here, Skip, for people to understand that when you look at this in context, the fact that the court, again, it's a temporary stay, so we're going to have to brief it and do the merits brief and all that. We're prepared to do that. But the fact that they say, and I'm going to ask CC and Skip to do, Skip first, unique issues raised by this appeal points to the constitutional issues at stake.
Well, that's absolutely right. The president of the United States is the chief executive officer of the United States as a whole. He cannot do his job under the Constitution if he is having to defend against every magistrate who has the ability to file a lawsuit against him. And what happens here is this is exactly what New York wanted to do. The folks in New York, to include the DA, are trying to get the president of the United States out of office. And they couldn't do it and haven't been able to do it so far at the congressional level. So now they're trying to do it through the back door at the state level and trying to raise such a groundswell against him. But the president is also a citizen of the United States. He has a right to due process. And because of his unique position, he also has to be able to carry out his duties. And the weaponization of the judicial system against the president is unconscionable, not just for this president, but if you ever break the problem right here, every president henceforth would have to face this.
You know, Marge on Facebook said, when is the madness going to stop? And then Sally said, what kind of information on a tax return would be relevant to any of this? And the fact of the matter is none. It's not a constitutional requirement that you give your taxes to run for president, Cece.
Right, it's not. And then the fact that they can subpoena documents. I mean, think of that. That could never end. 5,100 DAs being able to subpoena documents, whatever document they think's relevant, that's ridiculous.
That's why the president holds a unique constitutional office. Our job, my job as the president's lawyer, our job at the American Center for Law and Justice is always to defend the Constitution. We're doing that in California on the Planned Parenthood case. I'm doing it up in New York as it relates to this ridiculous request from the DA's office. Fight for the Constitution. That's the best interest of the American people. We're going to take your calls and comments. We come back from the break at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110.
It's a critical time for our nation and for the world. With so many challenges facing our country, the work of the American Center for Law and Justice has never been more important than right now. At the ACLJ, we're engaging the issues that matter most to you and your family. Defending human life. Standing up for our good friend Israel. Working to uncover the deep state, the massive corruption in Washington. Battling to end the genocide of Christians in many parts of the world. And a firm commitment to back constitutional efforts to protect our country from radical Islamic terrorists. You can learn more about the mission and work of the ACLJ online at aclj.org. There's not a better time to stand with the ACLJ. Become a member and make a difference as we work to protect your constitutional and religious freedoms. You can become a member of the ACLJ online. Sign up right now, aclj.org. Only when a society can agree that the most vulnerable and voiceless deserve to be protected is there any hope for that culture to survive. And that's exactly what you are saying when you stand with the American Center for Law and Justice to defend the right to life. We've created a free, powerful publication offering a panoramic view of the ACLJ's battle for the unborn. It's called Mission Life. It will show you how you are personally impacting the pro-life battle through your support. And the publication includes a look at all major ACLJ pro-life cases, how we're fighting for the rights of pro-life activists, the ramifications of Roe v. Wade 40 years later, Planned Parenthood's role in the abortion industry, and what Obamacare means to the pro-life movement. Discover the many ways your membership with the ACLJ is empowering the right to life. Request your free copy of Mission Life today online at aclj.org/gift.
To sleep all day, but we were out all night working on these cases and early this morning, and the answer is a stay issued by the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Second Circuit. Yet my friends at the Washington Post, according to Logan, just minutes ago sent out the following email that leads with, "Judge rules Trump must give tax returns to Manhattan District Attorney." When you click it, they changed the title. It says, "Federal judge rules Trump must turn over his tax returns to Manhattan DA, but Trump has appealed." Now, this order has been out now for well over an hour. They've had it. I sent it to the Washington Post. Do you think they would report the following? Appellant has filed a motion seeking an order temporarily staying enforcement of a subpoena to his accountants. Because of the unique issue raised by this appeal, it is hereby ordered that a temporary administrative stay is granted. Pending expedited review by a panel of the court, a scheduling order will issue in ordinary course. In other words, the temporary restraining order, temporary stay, has been granted. Is that in the Washington Post report? No, I just sent a text to a colleague, someone that works at the Washington Post that I deal with and say, what part of this are you not getting? I just said the same thing to CNN. They had on right before we went on air, right there on the Chiron, Trump loses, DA will get tax returns. When I'd already sent them the order, which the reporter told me they had sent to CNN, to the powers that be. Now, I want to walk you through this process because I think this is really important for you to understand. What's at stake? The county district attorney for New York County, that's Manhattan, issued a stay to the president's accountants asking for tax returns and other materials. We said that under the constitutional framework, the way the Constitution of the United States is set up, local DAs don't get to do that because a president would spend all his time dealing with political adversaries in a proceeding. And as the founders use the phrase, having to respond to local magistrates, that's what they call them, would be putting a burden on the office that's not constitutional because of the unique constitutional responsibilities that a president of the United States has. So what happens? They issue a subpoena. We filed a motion to quash the subpoena. We brought it in federal court. Got an initial agreement that it would be stayed pending a decision. That stay that we had expired today at 1 o'clock. So if you're watching in the afternoon or evening, it would have already expired. And the judge issued an order this morning at 9 o'clock. We then, because I knew this was coming, was working with our team over the weekend to get it prepared for the Court of Appeals and even to the Supreme Court of the United States if necessary. Had briefs and motions prepared for the Court of Appeals, had briefs and motions prepared for the Supreme Court. Filed the brief and motion at the Second Circuit minutes after the order came out. And within minutes of it being filed, the court issued the order I just read to you, staying enforcement. But I want you to understand, I've got CeCe Heil with me, I've got Skip Ash with me, both senior attorneys here at the ACLJ. The constitutional implications of this are really serious because there are over 5,000 DAs and local district attorneys and assistants around the country. Could you imagine if a whole group of them got together and said, well, let's do some investigations to try to tie the president up? Maybe not even ultimately bring a case, just let's do the investigation. But because of the unique constitutional responsibilities that a president has, the constitutional framework that we operate under doesn't allow that. Now, we're having to go to court to do that. Fortunately, the Second Circuit did recognize the unique issues raised by this appeal. Those unique issues, CeCe, are the constitutional issues raised by this appeal.
Yes. That a president has protections under the Constitution, and it's exactly what you said. We cannot have political harassment coming to the president of the United States, whether it's Republican or Democrat. It does not matter. This is a constitutional issue that you cannot have political harassment. Like you said, 5,100 district attorneys deciding that they're going to subpoena some document from the president. I mean, even if they decided each one a week, that's 5,100 weeks of a president receiving subpoenas for documentation, and that cannot be allowed. And the Second Circuit seems to understand that. They understand that it is a unique issue and it's important, and they issued a stay very quickly on a 75-page opinion.
So the Washington Post leads with that headline, and they have that email that goes out, judge rules Trump must give tax returns to Manhattan district attorney. When you click it, they said, federal judge rules Trump must turn over his tax returns to Manhattan DA, but Trump has appealed. Now you got to keep reading and reading. Then ultimately they get to, but moments after the ruling Monday, Trump's private attorneys, that's us, that's me and my colleagues with the Consovoy firm, asked the New York-based U.S. Court of Appeals for the Second Circuit to intervene to put the case on hold. The appeals court responded soon after, issuing a temporary stay pending review by a three-judge panel of the court. But again, they got to understand the significance of what's at stake here. We're taking your calls at 800-684-3110. You all understand what's at stake. That's 1-800-684-3110. Bob's calling from Illinois. He's on line one. Hi, Bob.
Hey, good afternoon.
Yes, sir.
Hey. Yep. Yeah. I'm praying for you and your team as well.
Thank you.
I'm praying that the Lord would open up your blinded eyes and see that this is one of the biggest liars that has ever sat in the White House.
So wait a minute. So you're saying that because you don't agree with the president's positions, or you think that he's not telling the truth, you think that the court should then be able to run roughshod over the Constitution?
Man, President...
Hold it. I mean, do you think that the Constitution, for instance, you're calling from Illinois, California, Bob, said that to run for president, you have to have your tax returns disclosed. That's not in the Constitution. Do you think it was right for California to do that?
Yeah, I think it was
you
right.
You do? Well, where in the Constitution, the judge, by the way, said it wasn't right. And this is the point. Your dislike for the president's policies or the president as a person is overriding the Constitution. You, my friend, are setting a very dangerous trap for the American people. Because no matter what side you're on politically, if the Constitution's not adhered to, guess what? Skip, we've got serious problems.
Absolutely. What? Just imagine if a president that you preferred were in office and the opponents on the other party were to come against him in the same manner and neutralize or attempted to neutralize everything he sought to achieve. This is dangerous because it can cut both ways. And what we need to do is to stand up for the Constitution. You can have disagreements with the president of the United States, but you have to be very careful before you weaponize the legal system, because once you start weaponizing the legal system, it will lead to chaos against our government and chaos in our government, and it can be applied just as easily against a president you might prefer.
I think that's 100% correct. All right, we'll take another call. We're taking yours, by the way, 800-684-3110. We'll get your comments on Facebook and Periscope or Twitter. Get those in as well. Let's do this. Let's go to Pamela. It's calling from Washington State. Second call from Washington State. Hey, Pamela, go ahead. You're on the air.
Hey, I just want to, first of all, thank you all for everything that you do for the American people. That would be the born and the unborn.
Thank you.
Yes, and my question is there anyone in the Democratic Party or on the left who is not jumping on this insanity bandwagon to oust our beautiful president?
Well, I think there are people that are Democrats that know that this impeachment thing is a very dangerous avenue to go down. I think there are people there. You're not hearing; they're not the prevailing voice right now in the party, but they are out there. Maybe not a lot of them. But you mentioned the defending life for the unborn. Let me read you something. This is our case in Planned Parenthood. We're in federal court right now. We're going to be there. Skip. We think another 5 weeks.
Yes.
Yeah. This is going to be so we've already had week one. We're going to be there for about a month. The judge in the case said, "I need to emphasize what this case is not about." He said, "It is not about truth of whether the plaintiffs profited from the sale of fetal tissue or otherwise violated the law in securing tissue for those programs. It is not about whether any plaintiff actually engaged in illegal conduct. Those issues are a matter of dispute between the parties and the world outside of this courtroom." And then Planned Parenthood, of course, then has a witness goes on the stand, which is one of the co-defendants in the case. Her name is Susan Merritt. So they just went through this whole thing about the judge saying, "This is not what it's about. We're not talking about fetal body parts." And then how these lawyers, I mean, I've tried a lot of cases. I'm trying to think, what were they thinking? So our co-defendant goes on the stand, and the lawyer for Planned Parenthood asked her, she was asked on the stand why she did the undercover videos. She said that her main reason for participating was to see if Planned Parenthood was engaging in criminal conduct, which, of course, the judge said, well, that shouldn't be part of this. But hey, what happened was they opened the door to the testimony. Then the witness said she underwent undercover because she wanted to see if people were willing to alter the abortion procedure in order to profit from the sale of human body parts, such as performing partial birth abortion. She also wanted to see if there were any other laws being violated. We've got attorneys in court this entire week. It's just interesting to me that they fought so hard to keep that out, Planned Parenthood, and then they opened the door. Because what is it? It's their religion. It's they worship at the altar of abortion. Having said that, the judge is in control of his courtroom. I'm sure he let that testimony go because at that point they opened the door, so it wasn't where anybody was violating his order. But I tell you what's at stake. Your support for the ACLJ keeps us in court. Encourage you to do that at aclj.org, aclj.org. We come back from the break. We'll take more of your calls. That's 1-800-684-3110. Huge win at the U.S. Court of Appeals today, the Second Circuit. Quick win. Minutes after we filed the petition for a stay, it was granted. We worked on it all weekend, ready to go. We're defending the Constitution, folks. No matter you're Republican, Democrat, or independent, you got to defend the Constitution. It protects all of us in the long run and in the short term. We'll be back with more, including your calls, in just a moment.
Only when a society can agree that the most vulnerable and voiceless deserve to be protected is there any hope for that culture to survive. And that's exactly what you are saying when you stand with the American Center for Law and Justice to defend the right to life. We've created a free, powerful publication offering a panoramic view of the ACLJ's battle for the unborn. It's called Mission Life. It will show you how you are personally impacting the pro-life battle through your support. And the publication includes a look at all major ACLJ pro-life cases, how we're fighting for the rights of pro-life activists, the ramifications of Roe v. Wade 40 years later, Planned Parenthood's role in the abortion industry, and what Obamacare means to the pro-life movement. Discover the many ways your membership with the ACLJ is empowering the right to life. Request your free copy of Mission Life today online at aclj.org/gift. It's a critical time for our nation and for the world. With so many challenges facing our country, the work of the American Center for Law and Justice has never been more important than right now. At the ACLJ, we're engaging the issues that matter most to you and your family. Defending human life, standing up for our good friend Israel, working to uncover the deep state, the massive corruption in Washington, battling to end the genocide of Christians in many parts of the world, and a firm commitment to back constitutional efforts to protect our country from radical Islamic terrorists. You can learn more about the mission and work of the ACLJ online at aclj.org. There's not a better time to stand with the ACLJ, become a member, and make a difference as we work to protect your constitutional and religious freedoms. You can become a member of the ACLJ online. Sign up right now, aclj.org.
We're taking your calls, 800-684-3110. I just asked, Harry Hutchins just came back and joined us. So we have this part of the ruling says, because of the unique issues raised by this appeal, which are the constitutional issues here, are so serious. And Donna on Facebook said, what part of the Constitution does the left not understand? And I just said, Harry, most of it.
Absolutely. So if it is actually in the text of the Constitution, the Democrats are prepared to cut it out of the Constitution if it inhibits their ability to attain power and to keep power. So this is a long-term battle to protect the Constitution against infringements led by a highly politicized group of left-wing activists. And this is an important effort that, in the long run, protects Democrat presidents as well as Republican presidents.
All right. We've got Tony calling. He's on line two from New Jersey. Hi, Tony.
Hey, Jay. I just wanted to say I am so proud and motivated by our president and the ACLJ. And my question is, when will the media finally look so stupid? I mean, Chuck Todd, what he did over the weekend was a disgrace. And they're getting to the point now where I think more and more there is a great awakening going on.
Well, and look, to be fair, there's some of the media sources are fair. I didn't like the I let it be known the way the Washington Post crafted this article. They buried in the piece after they said this headline about president loses tax returns to go to DA. They bury it, you know, 12 paragraphs in. I don't know how many paragraphs in, but Logan sent this to me, but way deep in the story. Oh, yeah, by the way, the Second Circuit said no, you don't get them. But, you know, like, in other words, the headline should have been president wins stay from Second Circuit, DA does not receive tax returns. That's not what they said. I was watching CNN right before we went on air in our media center. We have a room where we meet before. We have all the TV, all the major networks up on the screen, the news networks. And CNN had up, and it's again inexplicable to me, that the president's going to have to turn his tax returns over today to the DA when we already had the order about an hour and a half. And I'd sent it out. So I'm going to be on Chris Cuomo's program tonight. I'm going to be on with Sean Hannity. I'm doing Ari Melberg over at MSNBC. I mean, I do them. But, I mean, it does tell. So you ask me, when are they going to get it right? I don't know. Some of them do, and I give them credit when they do. And look, I've got good relationships with a lot of them. But, you know, they don't like reporting the wins. Let me put it this way. And I mean, the big thing here is the court saying unique issues raised by this appeal, which is exactly the point we were trying to make. All right. Getting a lot of calls from the West Coast today. Jackie from Oregon, 800-684-3110. If you want to talk to us, 1-800-684-3110. You're on. Jackie.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I just support you guys whenever
Great.
I can.
Thanks,
I got
Jackie.
The
appreciate that.
Next Red Wave book. So here we have a president that supports life, that speaks out about Christian or religious freedom than anybody else. Where are the Republican voices from Congress and from Senate that have been elected there? We don't hear them out there supporting our president.
Well, I mean, Senator Ron Johnson went on the Meet the Press this weekend, and he dealt with this when he tried to tell Chuck Todd what exactly should be investigated here and the irregularities of the previous investigation. Here's what he said. Take a listen to this exchange.
I have my third letter in to the Inspector General of the Intelligence Committee asking to just confirm, are you investigating those leaks that Peter Strzok talked about in that text?
All right, Senator, I have no idea
why. So again,
why,
no, that's why, a setup. Why, it is entirely relevant to this point.
Why a Fox News conspiracy propaganda stuff is popping up on here,
I have no idea why we're going here. Senator, I'm asking because this is underlying exactly why President Trump is upset. And why his supporters are upset at the news media.
Okay, this is not about the media. Senator Johnson, Senator Johnson, please.
This is what, you know what they don't? They can't handle the truth, as it was famously said in the movie. Look, I want to see if everybody, when I'm on tonight, puts headline, Sekulow's team wins for president at Second Circuit Court of Appeals. I mean, I have no idea if they're going to do that. But it shows you, again, Harry, what's at stake here really is the Constitution. And it's whether California tried that stunt they did last week or this one. It's the same thing. It's trying to override what the Constitution actually says.
You're absolutely correct. So, for instance, if you focus on this tax issue and you focus on the when with respect to the Second Circuit, it's important to note that President Trump's defense team has already indicated that the actions of Vance, that the district attorney, a Democrat, was indeed politically motivated. And so a district attorney is entitled, even within our Constitution, to engage in politically motivated misbehavior so long as he does not breach the Constitution. What many members of the media, in their shameless pursuit of political advantage, are quite willing to do is that they are willing to avoid reading and understanding the Constitution when it impairs their attempt to gain power and keep power for their Democratic allies.
I think
that is the problem.
Edward on Facebook said this: if we don't honor the Constitution, we don't have a republic, and I don't want to be around to see the outcome if that ever happens. Cece?
Yeah, I wholeheartedly agree with that. And that's why, you know, when we have callers that are calling specifically on a political issue, not following the Constitution, they're ready to throw out the Constitution.
Yes.
If it benefits them politically. That's not our position. At the ACLJ, we fight for the Constitution, Democrat or Republican. We want our constitutional republic to remain.
You know, that when I asked the question to the caller, Skip, about, you know, would you be happy? You think that they should have the California could change the qualification office for the office of the president when you've got a specific provision of the Constitution called the qualification, presidential qualification clause? And he said, yes, I think they should be able to change it.
Yeah, to me, that's amazing because words have meaning and the words of the Constitution have meaning. And when you read those words and you come out to a totally different understanding of what they mean, it's, you've gone down the rabbit hole. You know, you're like Alice in Wonderland. You're dealing with a whole different reality. And the reality, we can't run a country. You cannot have a republic based on each individual's ability to interpret the law and the Constitution as he or she would prefer it to be. We need to live with the Constitution as it is. And we have the possibility, if we don't like it, we can amend it. So if they're so upset about this, go through the amendment process.
So Harry, as you look at this, and I keep focusing on the unique issues raised by this appeal, the Second Circuit understood what was at stake. That doesn't mean, look, they're not. That's not saying how they're going to rule. But they understood that the issues merit review in a timely and professional and full understanding of what's actually at stake for the American people, not just the president, but for the Constitution itself.
You are precisely correct. And so it's important to note that it didn't take the Second Circuit very long in order for them to understand the constitutional implications of this case. On the other hand, the district court wrote a 75-page opinion in order to ignore the Constitution of the United States. So it's important to know that many of these activists are willing to go to great lengths in order to eviscerate, if you will, the Constitution and its meaning going forward.
Good way to start the week, I will say. And I will tell you, about 7 o'clock this morning, we were preparing which way we were going to go. We worked on it all weekend, and we got a good result. And when the Constitution is at stake, you want to get a good result. That's what we have. Stay engaged with us. You do that at aclj.org or follow us on Twitter, Periscope, all the other social media platforms, Instagram, at Jay Sekulow, at Jordan Sekulow, at ACLJ. And I encourage you, as we've got lawyers in California right now fighting with Planned Parenthood, litigating in court, go to aclj.org right now, aclj.org, to support the work of the American Center for Law and Justice. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
It's a critical time for our nation and for the world. With so many challenges facing our country, the work of the American Center for Law and Justice has never been more important than right now. At the ACLJ, we're engaging the issues that matter most to you and your family. Become a member and make a difference as we work to protect your constitutional and religious freedoms. You can become a member of the ACLJ online. Sign up right now, aclj.org.